it's really difficult now as a startup. If you scale in Burlington, you're going to hit a plateau of how much revenue you can bring in, especially in a consumer tech play.
Welcome to Learning Life.
And the thing that I've realized, from the CEO to the NFL football player to the janitor, we're our toughest critics and we're hardest on ourselves.
But you have to be willing to say and point out the things that need to be said.
The only way to grab somebody's attention is with a story.
Welcome to another episode of Learning Life with John Toda. My guest today is Dan White. Dan is the co-founder and CEO of Localvore, a mobile app platform that helps consumers discover, engage, and connect with local businesses. Most recently, Dan and his co-founder have partnered with the Vermont Everyone Eats program to leverage their Localvore technology platform to help restaurants get more meals to the residents who need them while helping sustain their businesses through these challenging times. It's an amazing story of entrepreneurs pivoting from the usual focus on revenues and profit margins to truly making an impact in their community. So I'm excited to have Dan with us today to tell us about the story. Dan White, welcome to Learning Life.
Thanks, John. It's great to be here.
You and I go back a little ways. I know your story about Localvore and the Localvore Passport and your technology, but for our listeners, they may not know about it. So before we jump into what you guys are doing with it today, tell us a little bit about the background, how you developed it and got to this point.
Yeah, so I grew up in Chicago and had a group of friends that lived in Burlington, Vermont, and grew up here, and decided to move out here and start Localvore after working at Groupon for a year back in 2010. So about a decade ago, I moved to Burlington with the concept of creating a platform that was more about buying local than, you know, traditional big third-party tech, which in our industry, you know, think of Yelp, Grubhub, Groupon, and all the other third-party tech companies that try to source revenue from restaurants and local consumers. You know, what I wanted to do is build more of what I like to call like the Patagonia of tech and give a real social mission to why consumers would use the platform. And so for Localvore, we're a technology company that focuses on really connecting local consumers and regional consumers to businesses that are creating a more sustainable agricultural economy, sourcing locally, and just making an impact. So for several years, we ran a business on different web-based platforms from 2012 all the way to 2018, where we would actually run a daily deal style model and keep half of the revenue from the sale. And we had over 20,000 customers, you know, spend over $4 million on these digital vouchers. And then one day it kind of hit us in 2018 that we should stop charging the restaurants and taking revenue shares from them. And we should actually flip this into a consumer model where, just like Netflix or Spotify, you can subscribe. So in 2018, we actually pivoted to this mobile app, Localvore Passport. And after a year and a half of testing and proving out the concept, we had, you know, a little over 1,000 subscribers in the Burlington, Vermont, you know, regional market, and over 100 businesses that didn't have to pay anything to create offers and incentives of their own with any custom restrictions that our members can access. And one of those restaurants was the Skinny Pancake. And they had actually been our neighbors for a year on Lake Street on the waterfront. And so, you know, we had worked with each other for years. They were really enthusiastic about our new business model and the way redemption worked with Localvore Passport to make the operational side for restaurants easier. And so they actually reached out to us over the summer because they created this amazing program called Shift Meals, which was a response to food insecurity due to COVID-19. And Shift Meals became, associated with now what is called Vermont Everyone Eats. And that program helps people who've been impacted by COVID throughout the state access free meals that restaurants make and get paid $10 a meal for. And the meals have to have, you know, a certain amount of local ingredients and a basic nutritional value so that it's a healthy, locally sourced meal. Well, they reached out to us and said, the program is looking for a digital voucher system. And we said, okay, well, we already work with LocalVore for that on their regular side of the business. Maybe they could be this service provider. And so in August, we started talking to the program managers for Vermont Everyone Eats. And they said, can you do this and build it in, 5 weeks? And my co-founder, Michael, and I looked at each other and we were like, let's get back to you. Because we weren't really sure, we could do the turnaround they wanted. And that was all because of the pressure coming from CARES Act dollars and the money needing to have been spent by the end of 2020. So we figured out a way to work with our software team and create a web form, which is everyoneeatsvt.com, where people can sign up and create a username and password and then download our app. And when they log in, they see basically a white labeled version of our app for the Everyone Eats program. And it's the same style of redeeming digital vouchers that we had already been using. It's now just meals instead of deals.
Got it. So can I ask you a question? So then basically you're using your same technology and it's almost like a perfect fit the way that people were redeeming vouchers inside of the passport for discounted meals. But now you've just kind of retrofitted to this program where those vouchers are actually being funded by the government. And so really kind of just probably not too much of a change in your technology, right? You just kind of pivoted it to fit this new model.
Yeah, because we were under the constraint too of, needing to deliver for the program's needs. And so like a lot of product development and launching MVPs, you have to work with the constraints you're under. And so we had a timeline, we had a basic mission to get our platform in shape to be able to be used for what the program required. And we were able to do that. So we got contracted in September, and by mid-October, we had rolled out the version of our software that could facilitate these meals. And by the end of the year, we had facilitated 56,000 meals for over 4,000 Vermonters and their households. And, we also processed the payments for that $560,000 of revenue that we sent out to a little over 50 businesses and restaurants throughout the state. The interesting thing about that was, because of how CARES Act dollars worked, we actually had to turn all the engines off and land the plane. Then in January, once the state figured out with FEMA that there can be a reimbursement from FEMA from the CARES Act dollars that were spent to continue the program, we're now back up and running and we'll have facilitated close to 100,000 meals for over 70 restaurants now, and about 6,000 people plus their household members that get these meals. So we're still growing the program, and the program's expected to at least run through June. And with Biden's potential new stimulus plan, who knows how long this could go on for, but I feel like there's a long-term space for a program like this for any state, because it does really help all sides of the equation. And a lot of times we're talking about consumers and restaurants. I think it's also important to not forget about the food producers and the distributors. So we're impacting a lot of different parts of the value chain.
Yeah. I think it's amazing what you guys have done, because it really, as you said, it's helping everyone in the equation, the restaurants, the food producers, because as anybody who knows LocalVore, your focus has always been to help restaurants that are sourcing local supplies from the local farmers, the local providers. And so you're helping those businesses, you're helping the restaurants, and you're helping the people who need to get the meals. So I think it's amazing, but from a business perspective, so when you and your partner look at this, it's obviously you were doing really well with the model before, and now you've really kind of pivoted to this, having this great impact. Does that bottom line generate revenue, meaningful revenue for LocalVore as well? Or is there some future play that you see that, as you're doing good for the community and helping everyone through these times, that there's an opportunity for LocalVore down the road?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. So it's helping to build the brand we aspire to be, which is you know, that of impact first and profit second, but it also is business for us. You know, straight up, John, I don't know if we would have survived if we didn't get this contract. So, you know, I have a lot of gratitude for the people we're working with at the program and the state of Vermont that, you know, actually was looking into our platform since the spring to try to figure out ways to stimulate the local economy. And, it, you know, for a startup entrepreneur, you know, you're always trying to get above your burn rate, right? You have a burn rate and you need to grow revenue to a point where you're profitable, right?
Right.
In many cases, at least. So for us right now, we're actually bringing in revenue above our expenses for the first time in a long time. Okay. So I think that there is potential for us to continue to have conversations with the hunger relief, food insecurity industry. So we're talking about food banks, Feeding America, World Central Kitchen. You know, we had a really interesting conversation with someone there where we were talking about, you know, how this could be used for disaster relief, right? So, hey, if there's a natural disaster in a community, right, we can help people who are being displaced from their homes access free meals from restaurants that are still operating. There's ways to be a service provider as a technology company. But then to get back to the core of your question, you know, so yeah, we might be able to generate revenues as a state government service provider or as a, you know, some type of service provider in the hunger relief industry and effort. And at the same time, it helps us build relationships and onboard restaurants. And, you know, some of these consumers want to support us financially as well now. So I'm feeling like we're actually getting to the core of our mission, which is helping kind of build our brand and explain to consumers that we aren't just about deals, right? And this isn't just, you know, pay 10 for 20 anymore. This is like a membership. You can be a sustaining member of Localvore as a customer and help us feed thousands of your neighbors and support hundreds of local restaurants throughout communities. Yeah. I think it's like, you know, it's very, very much at the core of who we are. And I remember in 2011, when I first started the company, all I had was a landing page to collect emails. And I put a sign up there saying 10 cents for 10 seconds in support of Hunger Free Vermont, which is a local nonprofit here that's been doing, you know, hunger relief work for decades. So, you know, it's like we've always had that mission. Now we're just figuring out, you know, our real technology purpose and what types of features our communities need us to continue to build.
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. And I think it's such a great story because you really have found this model where you can make an impact. It can have, you know, a good revenue result for you at the end of the day as well. And I love that positioning too, where individual subscribers of your service, particularly, you know, I feel like communities have become more localized throughout the pandemic. You know, like in our case, obviously being in Vermont, I feel safer with the people in our community than people in your own family who live in a different state. And so all our communities have become really localized. And to have a platform like yours, which has really always been about helping that local community, but now it has even more importance and more purpose than before. So I think it's great. Now, I know you mentioned about being able to do this in other states, and that's an interesting angle too, that now that you've kind of perfected a model where you've come up with a very efficient way to get meals to the people who need them from local restaurants, you could actually apply this in other hunger relief situations. First, I want to know, why Vermont? Because I know you came from the Chicago area and ended up here in Vermont. Why has it been so important to kind of build this first here? And what does the community mean to you?
There are kind of two factors, right? There was kind of the business side and the, you know, the social side for me. Long story short is this was the only state in the country that we didn't launch a local domestic market in while I was at Groupon. So imagine walking in as a 24-year-old, you know, you're fresh out of college, basically. It's an entry-level sales job, and your job is to dial for dollars and make 50 to 80 calls to businesses in Youngstown, Ohio. And you're familiar with all these other great cities, like where your friends live, Burlington, Vermont. It's known for Ben and Jerry's, and it's known for Burton Snowboards and, you know, Seventh Generation and sustainability, right? So they just never opened the market. And I said, wait a second, you know, Vermont's about buying local. They're going to love their own version of this, centered on dollars flowing back and impact in the community. So, you know, it was kind of that combination of, all right, well, I'm not moving to somewhere where I don't have any social life or friends to hang out, you know, and network with. And it was also, you know, for me, a smart business decision, because I wanted to start in a place that didn't have the 800 pound gorilla in the market.
Yeah, because you were working at Groupon, and obviously you saw that for some reason they didn't identify the Burlington, Vermont area as a market. Is there any reason or anything that you discovered after you did it? Any reason why they did not do that?
It's a science, and it has a lot to do with how small and rural of a consumer population we have. They just didn't want to spend the money on resources to only make so much revenue back. And honestly, that's one of the hurdles we have to get over, because I did make the decision to start it here and or not move it somewhere else. And I am passionate about living here, and I love living here. It's just, it's really difficult now as a startup to be able to, if you scale in Burlington, you're going to hit a plateau of how much revenue you can bring in, especially in a consumer tech play, right? Yeah. So if you look at just New England, Burlington is the 65th largest populated city. So that matters, because our business model is about connecting consumers to businesses within a few miles of their home zip code, right? We're hyper local consumer tech. So that hyper local factor, combined with how small this market is compared to the rest of the country, there's a reason why Uber and, you know, Airbnb and a lot of these other companies start in San Francisco or New York, right? Yeah. It's because those are the large markets. And I've also found that that's a lot of the venture capital that's out there for these types of consumer tech opportunities. They do like to invest locally. So we've raised $3 million, but it's all come from local families and one royalty-based fund. And there's a need for us at some point to establish ourselves in a larger market. The beautiful thing about Vermont, though, is you can test, pivot, iterate, and change and prove your model out here while not being surrounded by a lot of the other competition in a big city. So I feel like it's been a blessing in disguise that, you know, it's taking us a little longer because of starting in a small market, because I think when we get to these major city centers, that will really be tested and proven. And to your point, yeah, other states are calling us. Every state has a Department of Commerce and Economic Development. And, you know, we're in talks with other states right now, because this is a turnkey solution and the pandemic is not over and restaurants are struggling. So Biden's new stimulus, between Minnesota, where one of our partner and managing partners is based, Rhode Island, who we've been communicating with, Maine, Hawaii, and some others, it's really something they should consider just for the public good, because if they're not doing it, they might want to consider doing it in their own fashion somehow, even if it's not with Localvore. It's just a good model that everyone needs built to help solve this crisis. So we need to socialize Localvore. In other words, you should be able to follow a business on our platform, and that business should be able to post content to you just like they already do on Instagram. And for us, you know, that's a part of our strategy to actually have more restaurants and businesses promote their Localvore profile. The reason why we want to do it now for Everyone Eats is because, let's say this whole program does stop at the end of June and there is no more Everyone Eats program, right?
Yeah.
We have 6,000 daily active users right now. Those people could be following profiles. They're just by following a profile and creating some features on the app for businesses to engage and communicate with those consumers is a simple free tool that we feel like we should provide, because honestly, the restaurant and small business world has been used and abused by Facebook. I mean, they told everyone to have them like their page for how many years, and then said, oh, now you have to just pay to get all those people your content.
Right, right.
So, I mean, it's like Facebook was built on the backs of Small Business America, and they still have a great purpose as a social platform. But when it comes to like local businesses, let's give them the tools and not charge them an arm and a leg when they're basically going out of business faster than others.
Right.
Let's give them the tools, right? And I guess personally for me, I love going out to eat. So it's I want to see more successful small business owners as a consumer myself.
But and I think that's kind of the theme behind the way you look at the market too, which is kind of fused into all of this, that it shouldn't be the restaurant or the small business paying for the service. It should be, hey, if there's enough value there, we build a subscriber base. They want to support what we're doing. They want to support the local community and the local businesses. And then that ecosystem kind of feeds itself. And I think that's really intriguing. So for any of our listeners, I guess two types of listeners, right? So if we've got people who are in Vermont and they want to know more about what you're doing with the Vermont Everyone Eats program, and just to support it, you know, and make sure that they're helping the restaurants who are involved with it. And then also, what if I'm outside of the Vermont area, how do they find out and support what you're doing? What are the two places you want them to go?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're outside the Vermont area, you can download the Localvore Passport app and just check it out. We're actively getting ready to curate our directory, so there's at least a discovery tool in every state in the country. For folks in Vermont, visit our website, localvorepassport.com, and check out the Everyone Eats tab. So it's localvorepassport.com/everyone-eats. It's really intended for people who've been impacted by COVID. You know, the state now considers that almost 1 in 4 people. So don't feel like you have to be on, below the poverty line or in a more stressful situation. I mean, this is really to help with some financial assistance, you know, get some free meals, help local businesses all at the same time. And there's a little checkbox on the opt-in form, which is at everyoneeatsvt.com. So the giveaway I have for folks today is one of the other things we've been doing to stimulate the local economy is we've been finding partners to help us subsidize some of the deals we run. And this month, in celebration of Black History Month, our partner, Mascoma Bank, has, you know, helped us subsidize offers for BIPOC businesses to celebrate diversity in Burlington. So you'll see, you know, $10 off Fo Hong, for example, or $10 off Cafe Mama Juana. Those businesses we actually gave $500 to up front, as if we were essentially buying 50 $10 gift cards. And then we just turn those into, you know, 50 limited time offers that have no restrictions. It's essentially a $10 gift certificate. So I can't encourage people more, especially this month, go out and try some of these amazing places. If you haven't, support the Vietnamese culture, the Dominicana culture, the diversity we have in our local cuisine. And if you use code MASCOMA, all caps, because this is brought to you by Mascoma Bank, when you activate your 30-day free trial, you'll only pay $4.95 a month after that. So if you use one deal a month on our app, it'll pay for itself.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And we'll put, for all of our listeners, we'll put information about that offer in the show notes so that anybody can take advantage of it. And I think this is great. So for somebody who, obviously, the everyoneeatsvt.com is the way to learn more about the Everyone Eats voucher program powered by the Localvore Passport app. And if someone just wants to sign up, they're in the local community here, they want to use Localvore, support what you're doing, do they just go to the local, go download the Localvore Passport app, sign up, and just become a monthly subscriber?
That's it. Use code MASCOMA, because one thing you'll see is that, you know, on the app it says $9.95 a month or $60 a year. And I'll give your listeners a little sneak peek or preview, but we're going to change our pricing to $495 or $49 a year, because frankly, we want to just make this a no-brainer for everyone. If you use the one offer, it pays for itself. And at $5 a month, most of our offers are $10 of retail value or more. And know that the businesses are, you know, the only thing they're spending cost-wise is the, you know, the offer they provide us. So we're not charging them a fee. They don't have a contract. On both sides of the equation, consumers and businesses, they can cancel anytime. You know, this is about building a platform that the marketplace wants to use, not that's being forced upon them through cold call sales or through other marketing strategies. This is about building the truth for Main Street and for local economies everywhere.
Yeah, I love what you guys are doing. I think it's so important, particularly now, but this is just, you know, a long time coming for people to find out about Localvore. I know you guys have been building it for a long time, and take advantage of it for all of our listeners. Definitely check out the Localvore Passport app, download it wherever you get your apps, and check it out. Support the movement. I think it's so cool what you're doing. Dan, thank you for coming on the show. It was really great to hear your story.
John, this is awesome, man. I appreciate it. I'll come back anytime, and I'm going to be a listener now too. This is really awesome, and really appreciate you having us on here.
Very cool. Yeah, we'll definitely want to have you back and hear how things are going and all the good that you guys are creating. So thank you. And to all of our listeners, thank you for being here every week. As you know, we have a new episode that comes out every Tuesday. So wherever you're listening, be sure to subscribe, leave us comments. We love to hear from everybody. And until our next episode, happy learning. Hey everyone, John Tota here. I want to thank you for tuning into the show each week. We love our Learning Life community and are so grateful for your support. We'd appreciate it if you would take a minute to rate us and write a review for Learning Life wherever you're listening right now. Your ratings and comments help new people find the show so we can keep growing our community and bringing great interviews on the topics you care most about.